KJAN Sports.
And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports. Mark Gasol scored 23 points. Zach Randolph had 18 points and 16 rebounds. And the Memphis Grizzlies rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the LA Clippers 90-88 in the NBA and force a decisive Game 7 in the series Sunday in Memphis. The Grizzlies are trying to become the ninth team in NBA history to win a playoff series after trailing 3-1. Rudy Gay and Mike Conley added 13 points each to help the Grizzlies win for the first time in the Western Conference Series at Staples Center. Blake Griffin scored 17 points despite a sprained left knee that limited his jumping ability. Eric Bledsoe added 14 off the bench to lead the Clippers, who blew an 8-point lead in the fourth, along with the second consecutive chance to close out what would have been a landmark playoff victory for the beleaguered franchise. Chris Paul scored 11 points playing with a strained right hip flexor and a jammed right middle finger. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that Miami's LeBron James will be announced today as the NBA's MVP. It's the third time he's won the award in the past four seasons. A person spoke on a condition of anonymity because the results have not been released. James is expected to be presented with a trophy tomorrow by Commissioner David Stern before Miami hosts Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals against Indiana. LeBron James will become the eighth player to win the award at least three times. He joins Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Moses Malone. He'll be the first to win as a member of the Heat. James's previous MVP awards in 2009 and 2010 came when he played for Cleveland. A judge has thrown out a defamation lawsuit brought against Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boehme and the university. Boehme said the two former ball boys were motivated by greed when they alleged they were sexually abused by former associate head coach Bernie Fine 20 years ago. Supreme Court Justice Brian DeJoseph, a graduate of Syracuse University and its law school, ruled Friday that Boehme's comments about Bobby Davis and Michael Lang were not statements of fact but were opinions that are protected from defamation suits. The University of Pittsburgh is suing the Big East in hopes of moving its exit date from the conference up a year. Pitt wants to leave for the ACC after the 2012-2013 season. The school filed a complaint in the Court of Common Pleas of Allegheny County on Friday. Hours after Junior Seau was buried in his hometown, thousands of fans got their chance to cheer one more time for the hard-hitting, fist-pumping linebacker of the stadium where he starred for 13 seasons. A crowd estimated at 20,000 attended a public memorial service at Qualcomm Stadium. Many wore Seau's number 55 jersey in Chargers blue, Southern California Cardinal and gold, and Miami Dolphins aqua and orange. One of Seau's cousins wore a jersey combining the colors of all three of his pro teams, including the New England Patriots. He played parts of 20 seasons in the NFL. Chargers president Dean Spanos made official what many had known since Seau left after the 2002 season. That number 55 will never be worn by another Chargers player. Seau committed suicide at his California home on May the 2nd. In golf, Zach Johnson made 8 birdies for 6-under-66 and is tied with Matt Kuchar and Kevin Na at the halfway point of the Players' Championship. That threesome is at 8-under-par at the halfway mark, good for a one-shot lead over PGA Tour rookie Harris English, who sought a 67. For Rory McIlroy, there will be no weekend at Sawgrass. The number one player shot a 76 and missed the cut. In three tries, he's never played the weekend at the Players' Championship. It was the first time in more than a year that McIlroy missed a cut. The owners of third-place Kentucky Derby finisher Doolahan say the colt won't be running in the Preakness Stakes on May the 19th. From Des Moines, trainer Dale Romans said the Preakness would be Doolahan's third race in just 5 weeks and the horse would be best served by sitting it out. Doolahan will run next in the Belmont Stakes on June the 9th, the final leg of the Triple Crown races. Speaking of races, these are the motorized type. Sprint Cup points leader Greg Biffle won his second career pole at Darlington Raceway, sweeping past Hendrick Motorsports duo of Jimmy Johnson and Casey Kane to start up front for the Southern 500. Biffle won the race in 2005 and 2006. He qualified with a speed of just over 180 miles per hour and pushed past Johnson and Kane, who each finished with identical speeds of just under 180 miles per hour. Biffle has always been a strong qualifier at Darlington. He started ninth or better in 7 of his 12 qualifying runs there. Danica Patrick had the 38th fastest time in her second career Sprint Cup event. And Joey Logano wrecked leader Elliott Sadler 5 laps from the end, then broke free during the green and white checkered finish at the Darlington Raceway for his second straight nationwide series victory. Denny Hanlon ran second. In local sports news, a full list of qualifiers for the boys and girls state track championships were announced Friday afternoon. Many of the qualifiers earned automatic bids Thursday night at the district meets. The rest were determined by the next best efforts statewide. There's too many names to list, but you can find those qualifiers on our website at kjan.com. Go to the sports tab and scroll down for the state track and field qualifiers story. In boys 2A sectional golf action on Friday in Neola, it was Clarinda beating Shenandoah. Clarinda with the best team low score of 318 to Shenandoah's 326. In 3A golf sectionals at Atlantic, Harlan took first place with the best team score of 307. Atlantic was second with 308 and Carroll was third with a 313. Qualifying for the district at Carroll in Class 3A was Carroll's Brad Christensen and Sam Wilkie. From Creston, Carson Whittington, and from Harlan, Zach Osborne. In boys 1A sectional golf on Friday at Dunlap, it was Boyer Valley taking first place with the best team low score of 326. Trainer was second with 330. Audubon third with 336. Coon Rapids, Bayard, Woodbine, AHST, and Riverside round out the rest of the seven teams in that particular meet. And the advance to district finals on Friday, at the advance to district that is on Friday, May the 18th at Anita. And advancing to those districts includes from trainer Brady Bailey, also from Audubon, Andrew Earlmeyer, just a couple of the five boys that will be advancing. In the Class 1A golf sectional held at Griswold, it was East Mills beating Corning 340 to 347. Advancing to the districts from Villisca was Travis Herzberg, from Sydney, Ryan Bolin, East Mills' Colton Wiederchrist, and Corning's Reggie Perrin. And in the Class 1A golf sectional held at Greenfield yesterday, it was Guthrie Center beating Woodward Granger. 320 was the best low score to 326 for Woodward Granger. Advancing on to the districts from Nottoway Valley was Jake Spear, Guthrie Center's Chris Schroy, Adair Casey's John Smiley, Guthrie Center's Patrick Aarons, and Woodward Granger's Chris McConaughey. And that is a look at sports here on KJAN. Coming up next, we'll have the Chamber Report here on the station where your friends are. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.